Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking to us about how the part-time real estate investor can chart his or her own course to success based on each person's respective goals, method of doing business, and long-term and even short-term expectations as a part-time real estate investor. With that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Let's dive into this as we always do, because this topic is very interesting, because the part-time real estate investor can very quickly find him or herself busy, successful, and doing a lot of full-time investing. How do you chart that course?
Well, it's a great question, Lewis, and it's very relevant. And I experienced it myself, and I'm sure many part-time real estate investors experience it very early on. And the challenge is the ocean of real estate is very vast. And the opportunities within that ocean of real estate are numerous. And it can become very overwhelming and almost crippling, especially when you're starting out as a part-time investor, to identify where do I start? How do I start? What do I focus on initially in order to start my part-time real estate investing? And then, even beyond my initial start, where should I start to set my goals or my aspirations to continue to build upon that business? So what I'll do today is I'll give you my perspective, and I'm basing my perspective on my own personal experience as a one-time, part-time real estate investor here in Dallas, and now a full-time investor and an owner of a Homevestors franchise. But let's start with my experience, and I'll share with you what I did and what worked for me, and perhaps you can apply some of my learnings from the School of Hard Knocks into your own part-time real estate investing business and maybe save yourself some pain along the way and accelerate your path to success. The way I looked at that vast ocean of real estate investment opportunities is I looked at three fundamental avenues for myself as it related to building my part-time real estate investment business. And those three avenues were, number one, I could invest in residential rental properties. Number two, I could start out by investing in residential rehab properties or fix and flip properties, as some may call them. Or number three, I thought, well, I could also invest in wholesaling residential real estate. So I saw these three opportunities were all very doable and attainable and potentially very profitable. And I had to figure out, well, where do I start? And how do I sequence these three components of real estate investing in the proper sequence so that I can not only get started, but I can also build and sustain a viable real estate investment business as a part-timer and then ultimately as a full-timer. So I chose to start with rental properties, residential rental properties. And I'll admit, these are the least glamorous ways of entering into real estate investing. We've all heard the horror stories of being a landlord or owning rental properties. It's not real sexy, it's not real glamorous, it's not real exciting, but I will tell you beyond a doubt, based on my own experience and the experience of others, that it is the single best real estate investing approach to take for building long-term sustainable wealth. And I entered into real estate investing by purchasing my first rental property over 10 years ago. And there were three key aspects in hindsight that I learned by doing so, and they prepared me well for where I took my business. But number one, it helped me to look at real estate, residential real estate, from an investment perspective versus an owner-occupy perspective. I'd bought several houses for myself and my family over the years, but when I went to buy my first rental property, I realized you look at houses very differently when you're looking at them from an investment perspective. And entering into real estate investing by buying my first rental property gave me a good platform to learn and understand how to look at residential real estate differently when you're buying it as an investment. It also helped me to learn how to navigate the financial mathematics of investment properties, or more importantly, how am I going to purchase a property and get it to cash flow? And then finally, by starting with rental real estate, it helped me to build a critical network of partners, which I still use and leverage today. And what I mean there is buying that first rental property enabled me to seek out and find a good lender, find good contractors, painters and electricians and plumbers. It helped me to find a good insurance provider for rental real estate, helped me identify a good realtor or two that knew rental real estate and could help me buy these properties and even ultimately help me rent these properties. So it benefited me on multiple fronts, buying that first rental property and focusing on rental properties first of all. And then secondly, that phase of rental property investment set me up for the second phase of my real estate investing business, which was then moving into rehab properties or fix and flips. Now, these are much more time-consuming, and they're much more involved, and they're much more active type of investing, but they are a lot more fun, and they are a lot more exciting, and the gains are much more short-term gains than those of the rental investing, which is much more long-term. And as I moved into this second phase of my business with rehabbing properties, in addition to continuing to rent properties, I was able to leverage the expertise that I gained buying that first rental property. Except now, when finding rehab properties, I had to buy them even deeper or even at a deeper discount, because now I had to buy them deep enough to be able to fix them up and ultimately sell them and make a profit versus rent them and earn cash flow. So my skills as a rental buyer were honed and improved upon as I became a rehab property buyer. I also leveraged all that network of partners that I mentioned earlier, as contractors, real estate agents, and insurance providers, etc., as I moved on and started buying and rehabbing properties. And what I learned in this phase of my business was how to sell properties versus rent properties. And that was a whole new world. But it provided a great platform, my rental background, and leasing properties. It helped me as I moved into rehabbing and retailing or selling properties. And as I continued down the path of rental real estate and rehab real estate, I ultimately, and ultimately means over the course of several years, you know, greater than 5 years, I ultimately moved into and added wholesale property investment to my real estate investment business. So now I was renting properties and continuing to do so. I was rehabbing and retail selling properties. And I entered into this third phase of wholesaling properties, which now this is the quickest and some may say the easiest way to make quick cash or quick profit in real estate. It's very exciting. It's very enticing. And it is a whole different world when it comes to real estate investing. This particular area is not for the novice for several reasons, which I'll discuss. Number one, you have got to have access to residential real estate at deeply discounted prices. Think about it. When you're a wholesale real estate investor, you're buying and ultimately turning and selling them to other investors. Well, in order to have properties that are appealing to other investors, you've got to be able to market it to them at some very attractive pricing, which means the pricing that you're able to buy them at must be even more attractive, because you've got to leave enough meat on the bone, so to speak, to allow your investor to buy those properties from you and still have a healthy margin for them to either turn around and rent them out and cash flow them, or turn around and fix and flip them or rehab them and make a nice profit on the retail resale market. So number one, on wholesale properties, you've got to be able to buy them deep before you can enter this type of real estate investing. And this may indicate to you why I waited last to enter into the wholesale end of residential real estate. I needed the experience, I needed the network, and I needed the knowledge in order to enter wholesale real estate investing. I leveraged, though, that rental background, and I leveraged that rehab background, because now I was selling residential real estate to other landlords and other rehabbers. That experience that I drew upon my own experience as a landlord and my own experience as a rehabber was critical. I knew what my customers wanted, what my investors were looking for, because I had done it. I had rented properties before. I had rehab properties before. Because I had done it and I knew what they needed, I was an effective wholesaler, and I could market properties successfully to them at attractive prices that allowed them to accomplish their investing goals. And another aspect, wholesaling, which was kind of the new aspect that I didn't really encounter when renting properties or rehabbing them, was I was now heavily engaged in real estate investment clubs and networking with other investors. This was a critical element of being successful at wholesale real estate investing. And this is one of the reasons you can't dive into wholesale real estate investing right away. Number one, you don't have access to deeply discounted properties. And number two, you don't have access to investors who are ready and waiting to buy those properties from you. It takes time to build a network of investors who trust you and can count on you to identify and find good wholesale real estate properties that you can pass on to them and they can use to meet their real estate investing goals, whether it's rental or rehabbing. So a couple watch outs in conclusion, that as you move through your real estate investing, and maybe you follow the path I did with rental, then rehabs, then wholesaling, resist the immediate temptation to rehab property. It's what you see, it's what you hear, it's what you watch on TV, it's exciting, it's sexy, but it is high risk, and it takes an incredible amount of involvement and activity. And you've got a learning curve you need to go through before you rehab your first property. So I caution you, like I did, I waited until rehabbing. I built my knowledge base with rentals first before I moved into rehabbing and retailing properties. I caution you to do the same. Secondly, resist your temptation also to go right into wholesaling properties. Though that seems real easy and it's quick and it's exciting because you can make quick cash profits, and in many cases you don't even have to put money down, beware that you've got to build a great network of investors in order to be able to sell to them, and you've got to be able to develop some very unique sources that you can use and leverage and work to buy deeply discounted properties off market in order to buy properties at a price that you're able to sell them attractively to other investors. So though wholesaling is very attractive, beware, it takes a lot of time to build your network and to build your knowledge base and to build your experience in order to be a successful wholesaler. And then that's what led me to those rental properties first. I found it was a great low-risk entry point into real estate investing as a part-time investor. It was a great learning platform, and it was a great first step to building long-term wealth. And when it comes to building wealth, the earlier you start, the better, because obviously it accumulates over time. And that's my recommendation to you. If anything, whether you follow my path or you follow a different path, I encourage you to start, and I encourage you to start now towards building your wealth through residential real estate investing as a part-time investor.
All great comments, as always. Very insightful and very helpful. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lewis.
Pleasure.